Lies my teacher told me. Everything your high school history textbook got wrong. In part, a telling critique of existing textbooks, but also a gripping retelling of American history as it should and could be taught. The book won the 1996 American Book Award, the 1996 AESA Critics' Choice Award, and the Oliver Cromwell Cox Award for Distinguished Anti-Racist Scholarship, and has sold more than 700,000 copies. From 1999 to 2004, Lowen studied all-white towns that were, some still are, all-white on purpose. The results led to his newest book, Sundown Towns. It may be shocking, but many of the things we were taught about American history are inaccurate. In some instances, we were outright misled into believing a completely false version of events. How could this be so? More importantly, why would this be so? After all, history is objective, and historians simply record the actual events for posterity. As we shall discover in this course, that is often not the case. Indeed, we'll explore how there is always a significant amount of subjectivism that goes into writing history, and many reasons why details are altered or colored in one way or another. But the true story of the past, or at least the most accurate one, is always waiting to be discovered in library archives, first-person accounts, and historical records. The purpose of this course is to understand how to recognize the inaccuracies in historical record and examine ways to discover the actual truths to replace our common misconceptions. In doing so, we'll gain not only a more accurate understanding of the history of the United States, but more importantly, we'll develop the skills necessary to become more responsible students of history in general. For more information on this course, please visit its webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have access to links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin Rethinking Our Past, Recognizing Facts, Fictions, and Lies in American History. Lecture 1. Why Study the Past? And now, Professor Lowen.
Welcome to this course. The first thing we maybe ought to talk about is why study the past in the first place. It seems to me that Americans are interested in the past. In fact, we're fascinated by the past. I used to be a fellow at the Smithsonian Institution, and one of its three big draws is the National Museum of American History. Of course, Ken Burns' Civil War series, that was the most popular series in the history of public television. Movies tied to history have fascinated us all the way back to Birth of a Nation, that famous long silent film, very bad silent film in terms of its history. Gone with the Wind, Dances with Wolves, JFK. Well, I didn't say that we're only fascinated by good history. Year after year, however, in high school, history is the least liked subject. Studies across the country show this. Now, partly that's because much of what we learn or fail to learn, but anyway get taught in high school, is wrong. And students, I think, kind of know it's wrong or know it's incomplete, and they don't like being lied to. I think even more it's because the history that we get in high school is boring, and the truth is just much more interesting than this goody-goody high school BS, I use that term to mean bad sociology, of course, that textbooks present. American history, in fact, is terrible. It's also wonderful. Well, I'm sure you are interested in learning new things about America's past, more accurate things. Why else would you be listening? So, come along as we're going to explore some 14 areas where the bad sociology is particularly bad, and perhaps 14 areas that are particularly interesting. The first thing we need to clear up, though, is why study the past in the first place?